The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
And welcome to the Brad Sessmatt Show. Brad is not here today. Brad is on vacation somewhere in the sunshine state of Florida with his lovely wife and family. And this is Gil Tyree filling in for him on this Thursday. First day of the Masters at Augusta National and Augusta, Georgia. And, of course, a lot of people trying to figure out what's going to take place when we're going through the pandemic and how the crowds will be. Will you have a sparse gallery? Will you have a full gallery? I know with the par three contest, they postponed it yesterday because of the pandemic. But everything seems to be coming back to normal in terms of the pandemic. Everybody getting their shots in terms of either Moderna or Pfizer or even the Johnson & Johnson shot. We hope everything sports particularly comes back to normal. Got a great show today. Okay, Brad had me on, last week, and he told me, bring on whoever you wanted to bring on. So I decided that I was going to get two people who really mean a lot to me and who really been there for me. And I wanted you to hear from them today. Former Channel 3 in Phoenix and KTVK and CNN anchor Darren Kagan, one of the first sports anchors, along with Hannah Storm at CNN. And she's going to join us. And then we're also going to have a friend of mine who works in Columbus, Georgia right now. He's doing great things with his foundation and also from Sports Visions USA, based out of Columbus, Georgia, former University of Georgia star DJ Jones. DJ played with Herschel Walker back in the 80s when they won the national championship at the University of Georgia. He has some things going on. We're going to talk about the upcoming NFL draft. AJ Green coming on to the Arizona Cardinals. AJ, of course, being a former Georgia Bulldog, and last year played with the Cincinnati Bengals and now became a free agent and just signed with the Arizona Cardinals. And I really, really liked that signing for the Cardinals. I thought Michael Bidwell and general manager Steve Kahn did a nice job in bringing him aboard, because he's going to be a nice locker room guy. And to help him out, we'll hear from DJ, talk about that and how that's going to work out with Hopkins and Fitzgerald with the receivers corps with the Arizona Cardinals. So we have a pretty stacked show for you today. Again, I just want to thank Brad for giving me the opportunity to fill in for him on a streaming show. And our producer, Jared, I want to thank him for giving me the training wheels to go through this, because this has been a technological journey going through this. Just a reminder, you can peruse our website at Sports 360, AZ 360. And you'll see our content there, a lot of stories trending right now. We have, of course, the draft, the mock draft by the NFL insider David Jeremiah. We have a wonderful section of the website which deals with women in sports. And we're going to talk to Darren about that and her feeling about the Final Four and what Arizona did with the almost pulling off of the win over Stanford in the women's championship, and what Adia Barnes, the head coach at the University of Arizona, former Arizona Wildcat, she was a wonderful player, now turning out to be an even better coach, and what she's done for that program and giving them an identity. Because for so many years, the women's program was behind the men's program when it came down to Bear Down in the old Pueblo down in Tucson. But what has transpired in the years under Adia has been almost unbelievable. And, of course, the men right now trying to move on from Sean Miller, who was dismissed earlier this week. And the names have been bandied about. You hear Damon Stoudemire's name being mentioned. You hear Josh Pastner's name being mentioned. You also hear Luke Walton. They have a list to choose from. And when I think about that, I posed the question to a lot of people. I said, do you keep it in the family or, and when I say the family, I'm talking about the Wildcat family, or do you go outside of the Wildcat family? There have been rumors that, you know, back in the day when Lute Olson was there, that if Lute ever retired, the late Lute Olson, if he ever retired, who would succeed him? And you heard Mark Few's name a lot. And that's when, you know, Mark was really doing the great things for Gonzaga and what he's accomplished there in terms of Gonzaga getting to the championship game this year. They came a victory short of having the perfect season, the first perfect season in college basketball since the 75-76 Indiana Hoosier basketball team, led by Scott May, Quinn Buckner, and Ken Benson, and coached by Bob Knight. But they fell short. Baylor won the national championship. And congrats to the Baylor program and what they've done and how they've been able to do it. And they do it in the right way. But what a run by the Pac-12. What a run. UCLA in the Elite Eight. USC in the Elite Eight. Oregon. Oregon State. All doing well. And Pac-12 basketball is back. So, you know, a lot of subjects being talked about. Major League Baseball underway. The Diamondbacks, you know, slow start coming out of the gate. But, you know, they'll be able to get it together moving on. And what about that game last night between your Phoenix Suns and the Utah Jazz? Had a playoff atmosphere. The Suns continue to win. And what a job they continue to do. And Chris Paul has been a great acquisition. And how that team seems to be rounding in the form. And I'm going to tell you something. They're going to be a dangerous one or two seed in the upcoming playoffs. You know, everybody talks about, well, you know, will they get to number one? I think they got an outside shot. You got what? 6 weeks to go, a little more than 5 weeks to go. And, you know, in this truncated season, how that's going to play out. But I really think that the Phoenix Suns are going to be a force to reckon with. And it'll be great to see everything back going well on Copper Square. And that whole area around the Sports Entertainment District, and, you know, to get basketball and get sports really, really going. And the Coyotes, you know, continue to push their way. And what are they going to do? And, of course, the NHL trade deadline is upon us and how that's going to work out. So we got a lot to talk about today on the show. And, of course, we'll have Darren Kagan will join us. And then we'll hear from DJ Jones. We'll have more on the Brad Sussmet Show here on Sports 360 AZ after this. All right, welcome to the Brad Sussmet Show. Gil Tyree filling in, a clean-shaven Gil Tyree, because the last time I was on with Brad, you know, I looked like somebody that was in Montana, had been in Montana for a few days. But I'm honored to fill in for him today. He's on a vacation down in Florida somewhere, and we wish him and his family all the best. But you know what? When I was thinking about hosts and guests and everything like that, I said to myself, where am I going to go? And it was a no-brainer because it was an A-lister, and she's always at the top of my list and always will be. Call her my partner in crime. She's my angel. She's the one that hooked me up with technology when I was, you know, down and out. But she's always been there for me, and I want to be there for her. And I love her to the core of who she is. Darren Kagan, welcome aboard. How you doing? Welcome to Sports 360 AZ. How you doing today?
Uncle Gil, I'm spending the day with you, so it's a good day.
Okay, well, first of all, before we get to what you're doing right now and kind of update us on things, and a lot of people in the great state of Arizona know who you are and what you represent to the state, and they followed your career, whether it be at 3TV, KTVK, or CNN, and other things that you've been doing. I want to first get to what you're doing right now and kind of update us where you are.
So where I actually am, if I don't know how much you can see, but my husband Trent and I, we've kind of run away from our home in Atlanta, and we've bought our next house. We're on a remote part of the Georgia coast. So we're about south of Savannah.
Not on an island now.
We did look at we considered that, and wifey put the kibosh on that, because that we would have been over our skis. So you can actually drive to this house, which is a very good thing. But it's still, I mean, it's a remote 2.5 acre property. We have like 50 oak trees dripping in Spanish moss. We're right on a marker, a nature preserve. We're kind of in the sticks, but we're really happy. And we're doing our work from here.
Well, you seem very happy, and it's obvious because of all your posts on Facebook, and people want to follow you. They can follow you at Facebook, and clearly it's a beautiful, beautiful property. And, you know, for you and Trent, I wish you nothing but the best, and with your butter dog. And I grew up under Darla dog, but Darla's moved on to the great to the great beyond, but she's up with God right now. But in the meantime, you have embarked on what? I mean, you transitioned.
Well, professionally, not like what I'm doing personally. So professionally. So of course, I feel like I grew up in Arizona, 5.5 years at Channel 3, Arizona's family forever. Then I was at CNN for 12.5 years as a sports anchor, much with your support, and then 9.5 years as a news anchor. And when I left there, I started my own media company where I focus on uplifting and positive news. So my website, DarrenKagan.com, I have the syndicated newspaper column. I've done a couple of books, and I recently launched the Good News Lady Show on a new streaming service called Loco Plus. So that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why I wanted you on, because, you know, we've been a big here at the Sports 360 AC, a big proponent of women's sports. And we know how much women's sports means to you. In fact, you can go to our website right now, Sports 360 AZ, and we have a section called Women in Sports. And I'm sure Darren will be featured in that, on that part of our website later on today when we're able to upload and put our content online. But I want to get your thoughts about your alma mater, of course. Yeah. Graduate of Stanford University, and Tara Vanderveer continues to make history. She seems like she's been there forever. I can tell you unequivocally, I remember the time when Jennifer Azey was there. I remember when Tara came to Arizona. She came to the Valley to recruit Nicole Powell at Mountain Point High School. At Mountain Point High School, Darren, it's been that long. And now Nicole's in coaching. And to see her accomplish what she did Sunday night against the Arizona Wildcats, coached by Adia Barnes. I covered a short story for people. Adia also almost became a daughter-in-law of mine. So exactly.
Wait,
so
all of that. There's a story.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yes, but just to see that game and see what Tara Vanderveer and Adia accomplished. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, first of all, you know, it's kind of a conflict of my roots, right? So Arizona going up against my alma mater, Stanford. I mean, I guess it was a win-win. I was going to be happy whoever won, but really, really proud of the Stanford Cardinal. And I mean, Tara Vanderveer, is there a bigger, I mean, was she up there with Pat Summitt? I mean, in the coaching, not just women coaches. Legends. But I know Adia also got a lot of props and a lot of press from that team. She's also a new mom. And half the time she pumped breast milk for her baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the next generation of women coming up and showing how there's all different ways to do it. And that game, and even the game before, where Stanford barely got through beating South Carolina like in the final second. It's really, really been a great tournament.
Not only that, but what they were able to do during the pandemic, and I want to get your comments on that in terms of the bubble and what they're able to pull off in San Antonio. But the controversy that surrounded that, we're in times now, Darren, and
And I really draw from you because you're very, very astute when it comes to this gender equity and where we're headed in terms of the men versus the women and equal pay and where we're heading with that. And not only that, but we saw that play out with the men's and women's tournament. The women's ratings went through the roof. The ratings for the Stanford game with Arizona was very, very high. They showed a double-digit increase. But they're still a little far behind. And then you had the controversy comments this week, controversial comments from Draymond Green relative to women and men and the comparisons. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, that's a lot, right? And there was the thing from the tournament where they showed what the women were given for facilities and the men were given for facilities. You know, there's still a lot of room, and there's still a lot of room for growth. And in terms of college sports, and you know, you and I text and talk about this all the time. I mean, the bigger picture isn't just, you know, what's happening with women versus men, but what's going to happen with the money, right? And what's happening with the NCAA. And I mean, follow the money. And I think that's where that you'll find the story of college sports, just no matter what the gender is. I think that's the much bigger story that we're watching unravel.
Let me ask you this, do the women choose another month and another part of this calendar year to have their tournament instead of going up against the men in March Madness? Can that work? Can you have an earlier or later women's college basketball season?
Well, I guess you could do a lot of things, but that, you know, you could look at it both ways. Are they hurt because they're going up against the men, or is there a certain swell and excitement that happens because it's all happening at the same time?
And there's been talk that the contract now that they have, the national TV contract, which is with ESPN, but do what they're doing with the NFL, which how that's going to work out, and move those games over to ABC to bring in another audience where that could help with eyeballs and what have you. Okay, we'll put that on the table because I have so little time and I want to get the most in with you. You're in a state right now that has, with a lot of controversy with the voting, and we saw Major League Baseball pull out. What is the feeling there where you are in South Georgia? But more importantly, it seems like most of the conversation deals with Atlanta versus the rest of the state. But you have a good feel for what goes on throughout the whole state of Georgia. What's the end game for Governor Kemp?
Well, okay, so that's a couple questions. First of all, Georgia, like much of America, is a very divided state. And how you see that new voting law really depends on how you see the situation. The Republican lieutenant governor came out and said that this new law is a solution to a problem that didn't exist. It was a fascinating and sometimes very sad and scary way to watch the November election play out. But what was really encouraging were that our Republican leaders, Governor Kemp and Lieutenant Governor and the Secretary of State, all came out and stood by the election results. So you had Republicans standing up for that. And it is true that as disturbing as this voting rights law is in the state of Georgia, it is dialed back from the things that they were talking about doing. So it isn't as bad as it could be. But the thing I would point out, because what Uncle Gil does, like whether it's like a sports story, Uncle Gil will go, okay, everyone's looking at this. This is the thing you need to look at. And so I will tell you that with this voting rights bill, it's law. Everyone's all excited and disturbed that you can't give somebody food in line or
water.
Yes. But that's true in other states as well. The thing that's in there that you need to be most concerned about is they put in a thing that said, if the state officials think that there's something not going right with some of the counties, that they can step in and take control. And why that's really concerning is, had that been the case, this last time around, some of the very extreme people who were spreading lies in the legislature could have stepped in and taken over control of some of these local counties, and they could have done exactly what Donald Trump wanted them to do and overthrow the election, which was a valid election.
Another way to deal with the change the recount in skew the numbers to where they want them. I mean, it's this is a game, but Georgia right now is the epicenter of this new wave. We're seeing we're even seeing it here in Arizona, where there's a movement afoot to try to change.
Arizona is with Georgia right now. You have a lot of and a lot of change coming, right? And the population of Georgia is changing.
Right.
And this is trying to fight. And you are right. I do have two different perspectives. You know, our main home is Atlanta, but now we've moved down here to South Georgia, and it's two very different places.
Yeah.
Are good people both places, but it's two very different political places.
No question. And I've always said about the great state of Georgia, and I love that state just like, as much as I love Arizona. You have two, you have Atlanta and you have Georgia.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the way it is. And this is going to be a showdown between Governor Kemp and the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms. This is what it's going to come down to, and Stacey Abrams too, in terms of how this thing is going to play out. And it's...
Right. Although I'll tell you, it's not easy to be Governor Kemp right now, because he squeezed. Right. He did stand up and stood by that this was a legitimate election. But what he has coming at him from the right are people who are really extreme. And he will get challenged in a primary, and he'll have a tough time getting reelected, getting through a Georgia, getting through a Republican primary. And then on the other side, he has Stacey Abrams, which, of course, has not just become a Georgia powerhouse, a national powerhouse in Democratic politics. So she has not announced this morning, but she lost to Governor Kemp the last time around. Everyone expects that she'll go and not run again.
All right. Before I let you go,
yeah.
I want to ask you about your book. Tell us how we can get a copy of your book and what it's about, and how can we get a copy of it?
So I've done a couple books. My latest book is called Hope Possible. It is a collection of 80 of my most popular newspaper columns. Basically, it's about things that I never thought would come true, and you were witness to all of it, but getting married and finding love, reinventing my career after I lost my job at CNN, becoming a mom, and then my dog. So those are kind of universal themes.
And also you and your husband, Trent, and your travel escapades. Tell us a little bit about that, because you guys take these long trips, you blog about them, you get people involved, and how's that playing?
So real quickly, Trent, my husband, about 10 years ago, came up with this hobby where we collect frequent flyer miles without flying. So before the world shut down, we collected millions and millions of miles and traveled the world with our two girls in total luxury by spending pennies. So we've been to 6 of the 7 continents, and we always go in first class, and he pays like 10 cents for the tickets. I built a website for him, and you can find the best way to find him and learn more about that is find him on Facebook. He's the Miles Husband, or miles.com.
Well, Darren, listen, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. And I say about you and Trent, you guys are not only the number one power couple in the great state of Georgia, also in the great state of Arizona, but worldwide. You guys get it. You do it the right way. And I'm so very, very proud of you. Will you get back on TV again in some way, shape, or form? I know you did some stuff on Sunday morning at CBS.
Right. So what I'm working on now is this show called The Good News Lady Show, and it's on this platform, streaming platform. So you think Netflix, or you think Amazon, this is a new coming up called Loco Plus. And they came to me asking me to be one of their original content creators. So both an investor and a content creator on that. So if you're looking for good news, you're looking to see me on camera, just look for The Good News Lady on Loco Plus.
And I can follow you on Twitter and Facebook.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's Darren Kagan. Pretty simple.
Okay. Dak, thank you again. And I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. I love you. Okay. I love you. We'll be back with more on Sports 360 AZ, the Brad Sesmet Show, after these important messages from Desert Financial. Welcome back to Sports 360 AZ, and we want to thank Darren Kagan again for joining us in our first segment. And coming up in our second segment, I'll hook up with a guy I had a chance to cover when he played at the University of Georgia. He's done great stuff, not only in the great state of Georgia, but also in his is native Columbus. And DJ Jones, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm fine, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? You know, I think the world of you, and I always have and I always will. And with the draft approaching and so many former University of Georgia players in the NFL, one in particular, I want to get your take on that before we find out what's going on with you and kind of introduce you to our Arizona audience. But Arizona Cardinal fans, what are they going to get in A.J. Green?
I think they're going to get a class veteran receiver that obviously will have an ambiance in the locker room with the younger guys. And, you know, again, he still has something in the tank.
That's the question I was going to ask you next. Does he have anything left? Can he coexist with Larry Fitzgerald? And can he also coexist with the kid obtained from the Houston Texans and who's a great wide receiver there?
Absolutely. I think so, because, again, you know, his football IQ is off the charts at this point in time. And, you know, a lot of success in the progress of a professional a football player is experience, knowledge.
Okay.
It's not so much the physical gifts that he once had, but again, being able to, you know where he's supposed to be, read coverages, get in and out of the breaks. And, you know, those are the things that, you have to actually play in the league to understand. And I think that he will be very effective.
And of course they bring him in with Hopkins. They bring in him with Larry Fitzgerald and other, and like you said, it helped him in terms of a locker room presence. But I want to ask you this regarding another Georgia player. You were familiar with him before he left to go to Ohio State University and the controversy that surrounded Justin Fields. A lot of early mock drafts. In fact, we have one at Sports 360 AZ with the NFL's David Jeremiah. At one time, I'm not saying that David suggested this, but at one time in the early mock drafts, they had Justin Fields possibly falling to Arizona in the later rounds, but seems to be gaining momentum, and this seems to be a quarterback-heavy draft at the top, and it seems like where they're slotted. Where do you think Justin will go, and will his legacy be at Ohio State or what it could have been at the University of Georgia?
Well, first and foremost, I think that was a tremendous mistake that Kirby made on behalf of not allowing this kid to get involved in the real competition and even creating enough packages so that he could coexist and satisfy him to be around, because that was the guy that obviously would have pushed the ticket, in my opinion, for the University of Georgia winning another national championship just a couple of years ago. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. You know, he's in Ohio State, and he's done well. He succeeded. He's won. He's produced. And now he's going to be a top draft pick. And I think that for the sake of the NFL, I think that a lot of those people are doing something that they shouldn't be doing, because obviously this kid is the same kid that he was when he and Trevor Lawrence were 1-2, 2-1. Mm-hmm. They were yin and yang, and they did just go off and prove that they could perform at a high level, which Trevor did at Clemson, and of course Justin has done at Ohio State. So all this nonsense about passing over him and all these other quarterbacks, I don't understand it.
Where do you have him ranked? You have him ranked after Trevor Lawrence and before the other, like Lance and the kid from BYU, Wilson, and the other ones?
Gil, I have Trevor and Justin ranked 1A and 1B. It is not, you know, again, it's not a whole lot. Obviously, it just depends on, you know, what kind of offense that you're going to run. But I mean, I would have, if I'm Jacksonville, I'm looking at Trevor, I'm looking at Justin as well. But again, only one person can go, and it looks like they made their decision to go with Trevor. But certainly the number two pick, if I was picking for them, I would take Justin.
You know, I agree with you, because I was a big believer in Justin when he was in high school, big believer when he went to the University of Georgia. At least, you know, he signed a national letter of intent. And I agree with you. I don't think the head coach at the University of Georgia, Kirby Smart, handled that properly. And the fallout, and I think he's going to live with that part of his legacy as being the head coach at the University of Georgia. You know, you don't have to say it, but I'll say it. Okay? Because You know, that's a tough deal. Another Georgia product has been really going through a tough time right now, and I want to get your take on what's going on with the former Gainesville High Clemson product, Deshaun Watson, and how that whole, the allegations, and you saw this week where Nike and a lot of his sponsors have left him, suspended their business with him. Is his career ruining? How does this play out? You know, he wanted his way out of Houston. Will he get his way out? And will anybody in the NFL touch him moving forward?
Well, first and foremost, my heart goes out to all of those apparent victims. But let's be real. He has not been charged with anything as of yet, but it doesn't look good. It's not good publicity. It's all just a crazy situation when all this time we knew this young man to be, upstanding, being a gentleman, being a guy that just took care of business, a leader, a great quarterback in college and in the professional ranks. However, we still understand and we respect. With all due respect, when you talk about dealing with domestic violence and anything negative against women, but the bottom line is it's just a bad time. These sponsors pulling out right now before a whole lot of things. And again, we're in the off season for football. I mean, it's not, we don't have any practices. We don't have any games. It's the off season. But I understand what the sponsors have to do with regards to politically being correct and, detaching themselves from a situation that, yeah, it looks a little bit overwhelming. 22 charges, that's a lot when you talk about it. I mean, and a lot of folks are saying where there's smoke, there's fire. But, my heart goes out to his family and the families of those young ladies. And it's just a tough, tough time.
No, it is. It's a tough situation all around. And you, like you said, we feel for the victims, the alleged victims in this. And we also feel for Deshaun moving forward because I'm going to say this, and I think you know this as well because you covered him when he played in high school and when he went to Clemson. I'm shocked by this. I really am. I watched him being raised by his mom, his being active in Jensen Franklin's church up in Gainesville, Georgia, and all of that, and to see this now. But I knew he wanted out of Houston, and I thought a likely landing spot for him would have been Atlanta to move on from Matt Ryan and then be the bridge to maybe Justin Fields or somebody else who they chose to pick up. But, this isn't a holding pattern right now, his career and a lot of everything else. The other thing I want to ask you, and we talked to Darren about this earlier in our earlier segment, you're there in the epicenter of what's going on with the voting rights fiasco that we have now for Governor Kemp. You know Governor Kemp very well. Okay, he's a proud supporter of UGA football. He's beloved by the UGA football team and the community. He's going up against Stacey Abrams. He's also going against Keisha Lance Bottoms, mayor of Atlanta. This is not a good picture for the state of Georgia, and we're seeing other states such as Arizona and others copy the playbook, so to speak, the election playbook that Georgia has devised in terms of voter rights suppression. Your thoughts?
I think I'm a little disappointed in the fact that things have taken a spin for the worst. I think that, the bill that Governor Kemp signed really put the state in jeopardy. Again, you see the fallout with regards to Major League Baseball pulling out. You hear the corporate giants is Coca-Cola and Delta. You know, they're having a stance.
Home Depot.
But I'm like Keisha Lance Bottoms. I think that they should go back in and revisit that. And I think now that they're getting hit in the pocketbook, the economic impact that has not only come from what's going to come from losing a Major League Baseball All-Star game, but even other as the citizens boycott and pull away and don't spend their dollars. And I just they need to make some adjustments and tweaks before this thing becomes a disaster.
OK, now let's turn to you. What are you doing now? You have your company, Sports Visions USA. How can people get involved? How can they follow you? And what are you doing?
Well, first and foremost, Sports Visions is a multimedia platform that myself and my partner, Dale Williams, have been blessed with. And we've been doing this since we were kids, man. We just happened to, formalize a business 17 years ago in 2004 and devised a television show, a radio show, as well as a magazine. And we do events which honor our local high school coaches and the elite high school athletes. We have a show that actually airs locally on WRCG 92.1. We are on Facebook Live at Sports Visions TV show. On Twitter, our handle is, or my handle is, at Daryl DJ Jones. On Facebook, I'm at Daryl Jones. Again, I mentioned that our Facebook page for our TV show is Sports Visions TV show.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to challenge you, and I'm going to challenge our viewers in Arizona. And I want to see this happen, where Georgia and Arizona play a high school football game kickoff, whether it's in Columbus or Atlanta or in Phoenix or Tucson or Tempe or anywhere, where we have the opportunity to really improve the game of high school football.
I like that. I like that. But we have a link already in Arizona that's making a positive impact, and that's okay. The defensive line coach, Brinson Buckner, who was out there, and he's from right here in Columbus, Georgia, played right here at Carver High School.
That's right. And you're doing a lot of things. Tell us about the Carver. You got some Carver alums you've been working with some camps that have NFL experience, too.
Yeah.
One running back in particular, and Isaiah Crowell, who really, really, really has turned his life around. Really turned it. And thanks to you and what you and Dale are doing with him.
Well, we're really proud of Isaiah. You know, he started out as a lot of us as youngsters. We had some hard times, but with experience and knowledge, you get better. And he really is doing a wonderful job in this community, contributing in a lot of ways. I'm fortunate, Sports Vision is fortunate that we handle a lot of his promotions and events and his charitable events and his football camp, his giveaways at Thanksgiving and at Christmas. This guy is tremendous, and this community really, really appreciates the man that he's become.
Well, he came out of highly touted. Went to the University of Georgia, didn't work out there, and then went to Alabama State, and ultimately had an opportunity in the NFL with the Jets, with the Raiders, and you know, just a fine running back with a great skill set. I want to close with this: the effects of the pandemic and what has happened in terms of sports, and where you've seen it, and that's pretty much at the ground roots level, where it comes with high schools, youth sports, and where we learn to love the game and follow the game. Can that game, whether it's played in basketball, football, baseball, in terms of youth sports and high school, rebound from what is going on with the pandemic?
Absolutely, I think so. But let me make mention of this, though, because the pandemic hit home in a big way. My partner and my longtime friend for over 50 years, Dale Williams, was struck with COVID, and he went in the hospital, went on a ventilator, had a stroke. And that was at December the 21st last year. And of course, he's home now, but he has been immobilized. He's basically paralyzed on the left side of his body, not able to work, not able to do the shows. So again, I wish that you would pray for him.
Yes,
I'm asking everybody to pray for him. He has a GoFundMe page in support of Dale, and prayers in support of Dale Williams on the GoFundMe.com source. But again, it's been tough, Gil. I mean, we've been yin and yang. That's been my best friend and my business partner. And to have to run the business now solo, you know, God doesn't put any more on you than you can bear. Right. But you can better believe that I miss it.
Well, definitely. And you're an angel, DJ. And, you know, like I said, I said it up top, you know, how I feel about you and all your accomplishments and what you've been able to do. Again, tell us exactly how we can connect with you and the Arizona connection that is with you in terms of not only Brinson Buckner, but just, A.J. Green, so many people.
Kenyon
Drake.
At one time
before he left the Cardinals, and just a lot of people that connect with you.
Well, follow us on Facebook at Sports Visions TV show. Again, we have a Sports Visions radio app. You can go to your any app on your app store. It's a free app, and type in Sports Visions Radio, and you can follow us that way. I do a live show every Monday and Thursday from 4 to 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We also have a Sports Visions TV show that you can go to YouTube and you can put that in Sports Visions TV show at CTV Beam. You can follow us that way as well. And as far as I'm concerned, following me on Twitter at Daryl DJ Jones, and also on Facebook at Daryl, and that's spelled DaryllJones. And of course, on Instagram, Daryl.Jones.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And thank you also for the morning devotionals. God bless you, and give our best to Dell. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen, I just want to thank the great people at Desert Financial Credit Union. What a job the CEO, Jeff Michi, and that crew have done, you know, throughout the great state of Arizona and the Grand Canyon State. 48 branches, folks, 48 branches where you can get the best financial help anywhere. And those branches extend, of course, in Gila County, Maricopa County, and Pinal County. And again, I want to say thank you to Desert Financial Credit Union for giving me the opportunity to fill in for Brad Sesmet here today. You know, we talked about, first of all, I want to say thank you to Darren Kagan and to DJ Jones for being our guest today. And I just wanted to mention, you know, I talked in the open, you know, about the fact that some of the things that were going on, you know, around today. First of all, Hideki Matsuzama is the leader right now at the Masters at Augusta. He's in at 4 under par. Brian Harman, former star at the University of Georgia, ironically, he played there, is the clubhouse leader at 3 under par through a little bit through the first round. Afternoon guys are on the course right now. Jordan Spieth, who won last week and is a former Masters champion, is among the last group to tee off at Augusta National today. We talked about the Suns. Big win last night against Utah, and of course, they're in the second seed right now in the Western Conference. Big game tonight, which is broadcast on TNT. They'll take on the LA Clippers, and what a job Monty Williams has done as head coach. He is my choice for NBA Coach of the Year right now. Right now. I don't care what everybody, you know, people can talk about what a job Doc Rivers has done, what a job is being done up at Utah. But right now, Monty Williams, the head coach of the Phoenix Suns, is my NBA Coach of the Year. We talked about DeAndre Hopkins and what A.J. Green, the arrival of A.J. Green, means to him with the Arizona Cardinals. What will the Arizona Cardinals do with their pick in the first round? A lot of mock drafts are going on right now. And you can see our mock draft at AZ Sports 360 with David Jeremiah, our NFL insider, who goes pretty much line by line in terms of how the draft is going to pan out. And that draft, the NFL draft, will be April 29th, 30th, and May 1st. So lots going on. Again, let me thank DJ Jones, Darren Kagan, and a big thank you to the big guy, Brad Sesmet, for letting me fill in for him today. We had a great time. Look forward to spending some more time with you down the road. There's another possibility of a guest that we're going to have on the show, and he's someone who I think the world of. He's doing a great job right now at South Mountain High School, went to the U of A, played for the Philadelphia Eagles, and just a wonderful human being, and that's Byron Evans. For producer Jarrett and all the great folks at Sports 360, AZ. This is Gil Tyree saying, so long, we'll see you down the road. What a great time we had today. You guys have a great day and a great week and a great weekend.